Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here in our studio with Penny McGovern, who represents Ireland in this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome, Penny.
Thank you very much. It feels very Eurovision. I feel like it's coming from Ireland. It's Penny.
Yes. Yeah.
12 points to Luxembourg.
So, explain to our listeners what this project is about.
The 28 Times Cinema Project has brought together 28 young people from the different member states of the EU and the UK to judge the Venice Days selection of the 2017 Biennale.
And how did you find out about this project?
I saw it through the Irish cinema that I'm representing, which is the Irish Film Institute in Dublin. They shared the competition on their Facebook page, and we had to fill out an application form that had a couple of different questions about writing small reviews or what do you think is important in a jury member. And then you also had to make a one-minute video where you said what you liked about a film that you'd recently seen. And I think the video put a lot of people off because people don't really like recording themselves. And yeah. I left mine until the morning of the deadline because I was kind of wavering about whether I wanted to do it or not. But I am really glad I did.
Yeah, really. And what about your background? Do you have a sort of background in this field?
Yeah, sort of. When I was a teenager, I used to make short films. I had this really great... There was a really great teacher in my secondary school who petitioned the school board to buy a video camera. I was actually in a Catholic all-girls school in a really small town in the west of Ireland. And he said that the girls should know that media production is an option as a career for them. And he was quite insightful in that way. So he set up this club where we made our own shorts. And some of, obviously, quite a few of them were really terrible, but we thought they were masterpieces at the time. And we were really gutted if people didn't like them. We couldn't understand why when they were so great. But that put the idea of studying film production into my head, which I then did in college. So I have a BA in film and broadcasting.
Okay.
And since finishing, I have done a couple of odd jobs here and there. I was digitizing cine film in America for a couple of months.
Always in the field.
And a lot of waitressing too. But at the moment, I am the assistant manager in my local cinema back home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. And how would you define the situation of cinema in your country?
Right now, in terms of people going to the cinema?
Yeah, in terms also of how is the cinema fostered and how is it advertised? Mm-hmm. How also do you get informed about cinema?
Well, I think cinema attendance is pretty strong in Ireland. We also have terrible weather, so that helps. And
yeah,
sometimes you just need a different option other than going to a bar or a pub. I think generally people go for, you know, the bigger American films or maybe UK ones, but Irish production is quite strong at the moment. They film, because it's quite a beautiful country and there's kind of a bit of a variety of landscapes, so there is quite a lot of stuff being filmed in Ireland. Not all of it cinema, but stuff like some of Game of Thrones are shot there, and Vikings, and Penny Dreadful, which has also boosted the film industry. Then there are tax incentives for filming in Ireland, and all the like European co-production stuff goes quite well.
So also the government helps in this?
Yeah, in some ways.
This is important.
Yes, yeah. And there's different funding schemes that you can apply for, from smaller productions to, you know, features and stuff like that. There's the Irish Film Board. I'm trying to remember now. There's like loads that I'm not going to be able to get off the top of my head. There's a couple of different film schemes. So it's definitely picking up. Like, we are a very small country and the industry itself is still quite small. There's a number of bigger festivals too. There's big festivals in Dublin and Cork and Galway, and some of those festivals are Oscar longlisted. Like, if your short wins the best short at Galway, I think you're automatically Oscars longlisted. So I think for a little country, we're doing pretty well.
And people.
And people do like to support Irish film as well, I think. I definitely try and push it when we're programming for our little cinema, even though it's just three screens and we have to play all the big Hollywood films.
I still say,
like, you know, there is an Irish film out this month, if there's any chance that people will go, and sometimes they do. So
it's a satisfaction, I think, when an Irish film is on.
Yeah, for me it is anyway.
And what about your experience here in Venice, I mean, as a member of the jury?
It's been great. Yeah, like, it's probably going to be the highlight of my year or more. Everyone is so lovely, and especially, I work in a cinema, but you don't have to actually love films to work in a cinema. You just have to be good at serving people or picking up popcorn. So, you know, I could sit and talk to people about films all day, which is pretty much what we've done from the minute we arrived. Like, anytime there's free time, we're pretty much talking about cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us went to Venice yesterday, like actual Venice, for the first time. And we were walking.
It was wow.
Yeah, it was wow. And we were walking around and we didn't talk about a film for like an hour. And we thought, this is the longest we've gone without talking about a film in the, you know, 8 days that it's been. So
thank you, Penny, for this interesting chat. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.